The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
It's a great question, I think. And we ask people, what's your biggest fear? And we got some responses on this a lot, like 1,200 responses and growing on Facebook. Honest fear. So here was one of them. I appreciate this, by the way. Woman said, I fear that I am not good enough and that my prayers are not sincere enough for forgiveness. That's just being honest. Mm. Like, I wonder, I'm praying. And I know a lot of people feel this way. I have felt this way too. I can't fix this, but I will add something here about your fear in case that's you, that you're fearing this. Like, my prayers aren't sincere enough. Look what Jesus did. If you believe in the biblical story, and I do, and the corroboration from the writers at the time and the way people reacted afterward, if you look at the biblical story about Jesus' crucifixion, the question is not whether my prayer is good enough. The question is not whether I'm sincere enough at this very second to merit forgiveness. The question is what Jesus did good enough for forgiveness? Does that cover you? Or did he need to suffer more or something? It's not a guilt trip. Mm. It's just being honest. Like, what else is he supposed to do? And then going, okay, he lived perfectly and he did that. That's to cover me. And I frequently pray, like, God, I know I am of mixed motives. Please be my friend anyway. I know you are. Please, I know there's always, my mind drifts. I have mixed motives in my head. I'm impure. Thank you for covering me anyway. Her name is Madeline. At least that's what I'm going to call her for now. That's not her real name.
Okay.
But let's say her name is Madeline Davis. Changing her name. She wrote me she's a teenager. She's an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she has struggled with feeling like she's just like asking people to do stuff and that maybe she's a burden and she shouldn't intrude.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's like a whisper that just comes up constantly in her head. Like, nobody wants you to talk to them right now. Or,
oh my goodness, I can relate to that.
She says, I know that this isn't necessarily true, but what's the cure to constantly feeling like I'm just a nuisance to my friends and they're busy and why even bother?
Ooh.
So here's my response. I say, greetings, Madeline Davis. Great to hear from you. It's hard to get specific with advice and stuff, but let me remind you, you already know this, of a few things. Number one, introverts in particular will not generally respond with enthusiasm, even when they want you to ask them to do stuff. We like being in our own heads, but that's the thing. We do want you to ask us to do stuff. Secondly, the world needs more people like you. God made you, Madeline Davis, to be a blessing to the people around her. So don't talk yourself out of it or let the enemy talk you out of being the Madeline Davis that these people need. Thirdly, be really grateful for specific things when you're battling like this depression and stuff, like the thoughts in your head, which I battle too. I said, today I'm walking my dog in the morning sun and I'm thanking God for dogs and the sun. Seriously, God, thank you for dogs. God, also thank you for the sun. I love the sun and I really like dogs. Thank you. That was my prayer this morning. I'm a grown man, supposedly reasonably intelligent, more theologically sophisticated than most, maybe. Just general people. I'm a Christian author, blah, blah, blah. And I'm out here like, God, thank you for dogs and the sun. Number four, God's not an accuser. We know that. Neither is he a discourager. So that stuff sure isn't from him. These are things you probably already know and I already know, but I typed it anyway for both of us. Sincerely, Brant Hanson, big time Christian author. That is for you, Madeline. Just be thankful for stuff. Okay, this is a deal breaker question for the ladies. We have, let's see, Jessica on here. You married or single?
I am single.
Single. Okay, let's say you meet the ultimate man of your dreams in every way. He's cute, he's strong, he's got a strong character, he's a leader, he's spiritually mature, he's funny, he's intelligent, all of that stuff, and he really is smitten with you. He's on one knee now. He is popping the question. He has the ring thing open, the little box thing with the fancy black velvet stuff in there. And the only thing is his hair, which he will have the rest of his life. It's just part of his commitment to his family tradition. It's kind of short on the sides. Kind of short on the sides and then kind of spiky on top. And there's a mullet that runs all the way down his back. Like all the way.
Oh, wow.
It's like 3 feet long. And he's going to have that for the rest of his life. It'll turn gray with you as you get older. Would that be a deal breaker?
Oh, my. Do you I say, oh, it's not a deal breaker. Oh, it's not a deal breaker. But the long mullet is killing
but
me.
But you'll get used to it. You'll get used to it.
You can't promise
you know,
that.
The whole having puppets at the wedding, I was on board for that. Like, yeah, I can handle that. The long mullet, I'm just not sure about.
Yeah, she was.
Will he be on board with homeschooling kids?
Well, sure.
I haven't found many people that are on board with homeschooling, so I might have to go ahead and say.
There you go.
Okay, if he's okay with homeschooling,
sure
he's
he
in.
Is. Absolutely. You can why homeschool. Would his mullet impede home education? Absolutely. There's that's no hairstyle that stops you from homeschooling.
Congratulations.
My knowledge. This mullet goes all the way down his back. It's about 3 feet long. So. Would that be a deal breaker for you? If that's part of the deal, like he's never going to get that cut. He's just going to
have gonna let it grow.
Ultra mullet, like mega mullet forever.
Are you marrying mega mullet guy, Carol?
No, but
what?
I don't,
just because of a mega mullet?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't have a lot of connection with the mullet community.
I did see that guy today.
Yeah.
So I guess
all the way down his bike. Well, I mean, all the way down his back while
yes,
he was riding the bike.
All the way down his back. Yeah.
Wow.
It was amazing. My wife was in the car. I'm like, whoa, check that out. That is awesome.
There is a certain level of commitment.
Yes.
That you're like, okay, well, he's committed himself to something. Yeah.
He might be a good father if he makes that, you know, he's very committed.
No, I'm not taking mullet
those
as good father.
Little mullet babies. Maybe you can help with this. Try to explain the show like with a word, like a motto or something, so people can understand what we're doing here more quickly. Because it takes people a little bit to get it and to go, oh, okay, there's some depth there.
Yeah.
We really want to encourage you, like, towards God. Mm-hmm. We want to help you love God.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also, I realize this, I'm weird, okay? Sherry's weird in her way.
Thank
maybe
you.
Not, maybe it's a more socially acceptable way, but...
weird nonetheless.
Right, so it's all good, but I'm trying to come up with a quick way to say it. I was trying to combine words.
Yeah, well, this was an exercise you were working on yesterday to no avail. Have you
what
come
about,
up with something?
I'm trying to get both aspects. It's kind of weird and it's inspiring.
Oh, okay.
Ludicrencouraging.
Ludicrencouraging.
Ludicrencourage. Ludicra.
Yeah, see, right there, that's the...
Ludicrencouraging.
Okay, yeah.
Throw that out there. All right, not necessarily you can use that.
I saw that, okay.
How
what,
about...
What else?
Let me try this. How about... ludicrinspiring. So it's got ludicrous in there, but also...
Yeah, you're a little close to conspiring, and that's not something that we're doing, I don't think.
Okay.
Does Luda have to...
Does Luda have to be in this?
Are you really all in on
I'm
Luda,
trying to
or can
find,
I get you out of that?
encourage mental.
Mental is a problem. See, you want to,
okay,
yeah,
but,
you
want to. Okay, but yeah. Encouragement, like it has a little bit of a crazy element, but it's also encouraging.
No, I get it, but
okay,
you're going to
no.
open yourself up to some criticism yes. when people are like, mental, I bet you're mental.
Yeah, I know. I know I am. Not complaining about my job. Very thankful for my job. Puts food on the table, all that sort of stuff. Very thankful for it. However, the problem with this job, and maybe you have problems with your job, but the problem with my job is when I do something dumb, it's in front of thousands of people.
That's so funny. I just told my nieces that.
Did you really?
Yeah, they said, Auntie, are you famous? I said, no, I have a job that when I make a mistake, thousands of people know.
Yeah.
And they were like, man.
So embarrassing.
It is.
Last night, I put up a video. I shot it myself with my phone.
Okay.
And it was about something from the show. And I was trying to, very serious, talk about Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I posted on there. Well, I scheduled it to go on Facebook at a certain time. So I didn't check back. I'm like, why wouldn't I check back?
Right.
Well, I eventually did check back an hour and a half after it posted.
And
everybody's like, what in the world? The comments. Like, this is, I don't understand.
What was it? I am unaware of what happened.
Oh, my goodness. It had all sorts of things wrong with it, starting with, I don't even know how this is possible. The audio was out of sync with my mouth, way out of sync, like 2 seconds off. For some reason, there was there was captioning. I didn't want captioning,
right?
But it's like, hello, my name is Brandon. I was what I was saying, but it was off from my mouth and the sound.
Oh no,
saying the wrong stuff.
Right.
There was a blinking light on to the upper right, and people were like, I'm trying to watch this, but I have to cover the blinking light that's on strobing, so I'm going to have a fit. I don't know. I don't know. Ooh. And then it was like one guy's comment was like, I just don't. Sorry. He's like, I just don't understand this.
And how many followers do we have?
Already
on
had a couple
Facebook?
Thousand views. Okay. So at least a couple thousand people knew that it was messed up. And then it had like 60 shares in an hour.
Oh, that's nice. So
like,
those people know too.
Yeah, so those, they're getting it out there. I appreciate it. I'm going to try again. Sorry, I had to delete it. If you want to refinance your house or you want to get a home, talk to the people, the wonderful people, Michael and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Their website is fellowshiphomeloans.com. How cool is this music bed?
I was wondering what made you choose this.
It's just so cool. Like I started talking about the... Mm-hmm. You know what's also cool?
What?
Fellowship Home Loans and your opportunity to refinance or get an awesome mortgage.
That's great how you tied that all in.
They are. They're super cool. Mike mm-hmm. and Brian are wonderful. 800-804-SAVE. And we thank them for sponsoring our podcast, too. They are fantastic to work with. You can also go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Okay, how about this? For a show motto, let me just try this. Okay, just unveiling this idea. Sherry hasn't heard this yet.
I have not, no.
Try to sum up the show with, like, just a couple words.
And you're trying to shove all those words into one word.
No, I'm abandoning that.
You're not
that.
Doing that. Okay, got it.
Different.
Right.
Okay, how about this? Two sentences.
Okay.
The Brain Answer Show, refreshingly strange, period.
Ooh.
Strangely refreshing.
I like that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Where's my fake pause? Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Thank you.
Several other people like it as well, apparently.
Yeah. I've also flirted with encouragingly bizarre, but bizarrely encouraging. So both of those kind of...
I like the refreshing
okay.
thing. Yeah. That's very good.
Thanks. Refreshingly strange, strangely refreshing.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going places on this show. People said, you guys are never going anywhere.
We have a motto.
Look, you may see this in the news. I get that. A group of scientists have reported successfully implanting nanoparticles in mice and giving them the ability to see in the dark. So these are mice.
Okay. Why would we want... Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Whether or not... this has anything to do with this particular show or any plan I have to consolidate power.
Yeah.
And make this show mm-hmm. the ultimate show.
Yeah.
It's not the point.
Nobody needs to think about
that. You don't need to think about that. That's
here,
not it. That's
here's
not,
something else to think about.
It's not the point. Just think about these mice. I can see better in the
dark. This is in your
just
plan.
For now,
they better learn how to produce the show because I'm not going to be here.
May
with
not
them.
Have anything to do with my plan. May not. I mean, as far as anyone...
Knows. Okay.
So that's not the point. The point is just celebrate the little victory.
And everybody relax, right?
Relax. It's time for Brant's Three Things. We're going to have some awesome theme music for this really soon. It can be good.
Yes.
You're going to like it.
Mm-hmm. It's all in the workshop.
It's coming. It just takes a little while. Sherry's working on it. Three realities for new dads. Okay, but maybe you're not a new dad yet, but I do want to talk to guys here a little bit. Three realities for new dads. Maybe some of this goes for you're an old dad. You've already got kids. But number one thing I would say about new dads, you now, sir, have the choice every day to either be a hero or a coward.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's not a whole lot of in between. You can try to split the difference, but there's not much. Before this, you could maybe get away with being in between. But it's hero or coward time. It's honor or dishonor time. You can betray everything any day. Any day you can ruin it all. Or you can rise heroically to the challenge and go above and be something that's well beyond what you could have been, you know, if you were slacking a few months ago. But that's it. That's in front of you. And it's true of everybody. I told one guy this years ago. It just dawned on me. We were talking. He was sharing his struggles. 7 kids.
Ooh,
he had.
Man.
And he was struggling. I'm like, dude, you really, and there are like hero or coward. Seriously, you walk out. It's one thing. You stay there and be a hero. That's quite another. It's one or the other for you, man. The second thing is this. You now have a window for a ton of influence in a human's life. It's short. It's a short window. it opens kind of slowly too, because at the very beginning, you're not quite sure what influence does a dad have. You do have some influence, babies, toddlerhood, little kids, you do have some. But the weird thing about the arc of influence is that it starts growing at that point. It starts growing, and especially for boys, but girls too, man, they hit 8, 9, 10, 11. Now your window is huge, wide open, but it's short and then slams pretty much shut by 18. It's not that I don't have influence in my kids' lives now that they're over 18. I do, but it's nothing like that.
Especially in character development.
Totally. So I just want you to know that again. I know you've heard this from people. Hey, man, it goes fast. It does, but faster than you think. And this window stays open for a little bit, and then it starts closing. But man, you got to take advantage of it. The third thing is this. Dad, you are plan A for this human in front of you. I remember looking at a human who was wrapped up tightly, and I didn't even understand that. It was our first kid.
You're like, why did they wrap him like
that? Right,
this?
He's wrapped up like a glow worm. He looked like a glow worm. He was wrapped up so tight. And then he had the little cap on.
Yeah.
And he's looking up, you know, blink, 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 blink. And my wife was taking a bath or something, and we had a small, you know, apartment. And he was like, eh. And it was okay. And she's like, he needs you to hold him. He needs to be snuggled. And I'm looking at this glow worm like, he needs to be snuggled. Okay. I'm plan A for that kid as dad. I need you to know this too. With this new human, you are plan A. There is no plan B. Please understand that. Yes, God can unscramble eggs if you mess this up. It's true, but I've seen it so many times where, wait, plan A was supposed to be plan A. So you get a lot of responsibility, but it's great. It's great, but understand there is no plan B. You're it. You're the front line for that kid.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.